This is Clear Direct on Radio Hanger. I'm Vector. There is a moment every owner of a 30 or 40-year-old Cessna or Piper hits. You open the panel and stare at a row of round gauges. The attitude indicator has a little wobble. The directional gyro precesses like it is trying to solve a math problem. The turn coordinator works fine, but the vacuum pump behind it has maybe 500 hours left before it does not. And then someone hands you a quote from one of the big avionics shops for a full glass retrofit, and the number has a comma in a place that makes you sit down. For decades, that was the deal. If you wanted certified glass avionics in a legacy airplane, you wrote a check that could buy a used car. Sometimes two used cars. The Garmin G500 and G600 were brilliant systems, but by the time you paid for the boxes, the install, and the STC, you were north of $40,000. For a lot of owners, that was the end of the conversation. And then Dynan kicked the door open. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey up, beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let's break this down. Dynan has been the dominant player in experimental avionics for years. If you have ever walked the home-built rows at Oshkosh, you have seen their screens in nearly every panel. The Skyview HDX became the standard glass cockpit for the kit-built world. Big, bright 10-inch displays, synthetic vision, engine monitoring, autopilot integration, all at a price point that made Garmin and Aspen sweat. But certified aircraft were a different universe. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, requires a technical standard order, or TSO, and a supplemental type certificate, or STC, for anything you bolt into a type certificated airplane. That process is expensive, slow, and it historically kept smaller companies out of the game. Dynan spent years navigating that certification maze, and in 2023 they started delivering the certified version of the HDX for a specific list of Cessna and Piper singles. By 2025 they had expanded coverage to over 100 different aircraft models. Here is what makes the Dynan Skyview HDX certified genuinely different. The headline price for a single 10-inch screen with the Skyview system, including the ADA-HRS, which is the Air Data Attitude and Heading Reference System, GPS, and engine monitoring, starts around $7,500 to $10,000 for the hardware. A dual-screen setup with full engine monitoring pushes toward $18,000 to $20,000. Add installation and you're looking at $20,000 to $30,000 all in for a full panel. That is roughly half what a comparable Garmin system costs. Half. Now, before I go any further, let me be honest about what you get and what you give up. This is not a Garmin G1000 knockoff at a discount. It is a different philosophy, and you need to understand the trade-offs first, what you get. The display itself is gorgeous. 700 nits of brightness, which is critical when you're flying westbound into a late afternoon sun. The 10-inch screen is large enough that splitting it into multiple panels, your primary flight display on the left, moving map on the right. Engine instruments along the bottom actually works without squinting. Synthetic vision is included, not a paid add-on. It renders terrain, obstacles, runways, and traffic in a three-dimensional view that fundamentally changes your situational awareness, especially on an IFR approach into an unfamiliar field. The engine monitoring is where Dynan really separates itself. In the Garmin ecosystem, engine monitoring has historically been a separate box from a separate company, JPI or Electronics International. You buy the flight instruments from Garmin and the engine monitor from someone else, and they sit next to each other, but they do not really talk. Dynan integrates engine monitoring directly into the Skyview system. Exhaust gas temperatures, cylinder head temperatures, fuel flow, fuel quantity, oil pressure, oil temperature, all on the same screen, same interface, same data logging. You get lean of peak analysis without switching to a different box. For the piston single owner, that integration alone is worth serious money. You're consolidating what used to be three or four separate instruments into one system. The autopilot integration is another big piece. Dynan offers their SVAP autopilot as part of the certified package. It is a two-axis digital autopilot that talks directly to the Skyview system. GPS steering, altitude hold, vertical speed approach coupling. The interface is intuitive because it is built into the same screen you are already looking at. No separate control head bolted to the panel with tiny buttons you cannot read in turbulence. Now here's what most people miss. There are real limitations. First, the STC coverage. Dynon has been adding aircraft models steadily, but they do not cover everything. If you fly a Beechcraft Bonanza, for example, you are still waiting. The Mooney crowd is still waiting. Coverage is strongest for Cessna 172s, 182s, 182 RGs, and various Piper Cherokees, Archers, and Arrows. Check their specific STC list before you fall in love with the idea. Second, the certified version has some feature gaps compared to the experimental version. This is the nature of the TSO process. Certain advanced features that experimental builders enjoy are not yet approved for certified aircraft. Dynon has been closing those gaps with software updates, but the certified product will always lag slightly behind the experimental version because every change needs FAA approval. Third, and this is the one people do not want to hear, the Dynon system does not have the same depth of approach procedure integration that Garmin offers. If you are flying a Garmin GTN 750 or 650 Zig Z, you have LPV approaches, WAS precision, and a database that talks seamlessly to the autopilot for coupled approaches down to minimums. Dynon pairs with external GPS navigators for approach capability. So you're likely keeping your existing navigator or adding a compatible GPS source. The SkyView itself is a primary flight display with a moving map. It is not a standalone IFR navigator in the way the Garmin ecosystem works. This is not a flaw, it is a design decision, and for the VFR pilot or the IFR pilot who already has a working GPS navigator, it is perfectly fine. But if you're expecting to rip out your entire panel and replace it with Dynon soup to nuts for 10 grand, including IFR certified GPS navigation, that is not the product. Let me talk about the installation side, because this is where dreams meet reality. Any certified avionics installation requires a shop with the right authorizations. You need an IA, an inspection authorization holder, or a certified repair station to sign off the work. The Dynon install is genuinely simpler than a Garmin panel swap. Fewer boxes, fewer connectors, less wiring, but simpler does not mean simple. You're still pulling instruments, running harnesses, mounting screens, calibrating sensors, and doing paperwork. Plan for 40 to 80 hours of shop labor depending on how much you're replacing and how cooperative your existing panel is. The data tells an interesting story about what is actually happening in the field. Shops that specialize in Dynon installs report turnaround times of 2 to 4 weeks. Garmin panel upgrades at busy shops can be 3 to 6 months out. That backlog difference matters if your vacuum-driven attitude indicator just failed its annual and you need to be flying again. I have talked to several owners who completed Dynon-certified installs in the last year. The common thread is that the transition from steam gauges to glass was dramatic, but the learning curve was shorter than expected. If you have ever used an iPad with ForeFlight, the touchscreen logic of the SkyView feels familiar. The menus are logical. The layout is customizable. Owners consistently report that after 5 to 10 hours of flying with the new panel, they stopped thinking about the interface and just flew. One owner of a 1978 Cessna 182 told me his total project cost was $22,000. Dual 10-inch SkyView screens, engine monitoring, the SVAP autopilot, installation, and the STC. His previous quote for a Garmin equivalent was north of $55,000. He said the Dynon does 90% of what the Garmin does for 40% of the price, and the 10% he is missing he does not need. That math works for a lot of people. Now let me zoom out and talk about what Dynon's entry into the certified market actually means for the industry. For 20 years, Garmin has had an effective monopoly on certified glass avionics for general aviation. Aspen Avionics tried to compete and ended up being acquired. L3 Technologies made the trilogy, but it never gained significant market share. UAvionics cracked the door open with the AV30C, which I know we have talked about on this show, but the AV30C is a single instrument replacement. It replaces one gauge at a time. Dynon is offering a complete system, primary flight display, engine monitoring, autopilot, all integrated, all at a price that makes Garmin's dominance vulnerable for the first time. And Garmin has noticed. The G3X Touch, which was originally an experimental-only product, is now being certified for legacy aircraft through an STC program that looks remarkably similar to Dynon's approach. The pricing has come down. The feature set has expanded. Competition is doing exactly what competition is supposed to do. For the fleet of roughly 140,000 piston singles flying in the United States right now, most of them with panels built in the 1970s and 80s. This price compression is the most important avionics story in a generation. A glass cockpit retrofit that costs $20,000 instead of $50,000 changes the economics of aircraft ownership. It makes safety-enhancing technology accessible to flight schools, to flying clubs, to the owner who bought a Cherokee for $60,000 and cannot justify spending the airplane's purchase price on avionics. Here is my honest assessment. If you fly a Cessna or Piper single that is on Dynon's STC list, and you're facing a panel that needs work, the Skyview HDX Certified deserves serious consideration. It is not the right answer for everyone. If you need a fully integrated IFR suite with WAS LPV approaches and you do not already have a navigator, the Garmin ecosystem is still the more complete solution. If you fly a type that Dynon does not yet cover, you're waiting. But for the VFR pilot upgrading from Steam or the IFR pilot who already has a good navigator and wants everything else in glass, Dynon is offering a genuinely excellent product at a price that used to be impossible. The retrofit glass cockpit is no longer a rich pilot's game. That matters. Sources for today include Dynon's published STC coverage lists and pricing, several owner reports from the Cessna and Piper Type Club forums, and installation data from avionics shops participating in Dynon's certified installer network. You can find more of these conversations at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector. Go fly something with a panel that makes you smile. See you next time.